So I'm an old guy too, right?
Yeah.
Like Lou.
No one, listen, but, Brian, I refuse to believe anyone's as old as Lou Molinaro, so, yeah.
No, I'm not quite as old as him.
No, no.
You can tell him that.
Yeah, I will.
but, you know, Lou, just such a great guy, and when he started, doing the St. Hollywood shows, he respected every band that came in there. You know, he what can I say? Like, and the club was amazing. You know, even though it had a punk metal feel to it, but every time I went there, you know, I felt safe because, you know, I don't recall ever seeing a fight or. You know, and you guys probably did, but
no, I was never a part of any sort of shenanigans like that at the venue.
Yeah, no, it was just like a place to go have a good time. Never outrageous cover charge, and the bands were always treated with respect. So. I really loved going there, and
Well, everything has to come to an end, and I think we've all kind of accepted that. But it's mm-hmm. always nice to know that in any kind of community that there is a place that stood out for everyone, and the St. Hollywood was one of them.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And and to give a lot of bands their start and their ability to play, whether it be a tribute or a cover act or any kind of. Indie style act, that sort of thing, of different genres. The St. Hollywood mm-hmm. booked all yep. styles of music, really. So you did the Joe Strummer Nights, which is strange this year because they had to be put off because of the COVID thing, and I'm sure we'll pick them up again down the line somewhere again.
I think I did one, but I always had friends playing at right. them, so... I went to them all the time, yeah.
So you did all that stuff, and you first met Lou back in the Cork Town, but how does it get us to Blue Flugan, though?
Oh, well, I always did original music in all the bands I played in,
right.
and in different names. I guess the Mighty Masters of None, we had stopped playing about 2-3 years ago, maybe four, but I grew up in Hagersville, so...
Oh, the Hags.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And my cousin out there is an amazing drummer and a guy I went to high school with, we had played, met one night playing in other bands, and they were like, hey, why don't you come out to Hagersville and jam with us? So I did, and we were a three-piece band for about 6 months, and then added a guitarist, went through a few lead singers. You know, Patty Skinner was actually singing with us at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
You know Patty?
Yeah.
Great guy, but he was just busy
sure.
and left. So we brought in a new lead singer, and... the songs just, everybody are just great musicians, so it really came together fast, and we recorded 11 songs, and the mixing has all been done through quarantine. You're sending tracks to our main recording mixing guru, Chris Tondro. We were in a band together called Now Hear This.
Yep.
Yep. And, it's come out, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. You know, it's done lots of, released a few CDs before, and definitely this one's the proudest I've been of
right.
of the music. So, yeah.
That's great,
it's got lots of energy and lots of... great reviews so far. So
Good. So you're, I mean, in the midst of all this nonsense that's going on, you release something that, I mean, you can't have a CD release party. You can't have anything like that as of yet.
Right.
Have you picked a month, hopefully, that you'll be able to do something? You, like, what are you guys thinking? Like, is it, are you thinking maybe September, October, if you can?
Actually, I've got a website up, and actually I've been doing sales on that already.
Oh, for selling online, yeah.
Yeah, digitally, and yeah,
blueflugen.herenow.com.
Actually, it's just blueflugen.com. We'll direct it.
We'll direct it? Okay. That's how I found you guys, though. That was the URL that I have typed
in.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that just gives a snippet of everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. It just gives you the stuff that's online to listen to.
Okay.
And share, yeah.
Yeah, right on. So, you know, and then, I mean, I was a cameraman at CHCH TV for 34 years.
Right.
And so I have lots of, how you say, contacts and lots of musician friends. And, you know, I sell records out of Pick Sticks on Lock Street. So,
yeah,
I know all the teenage head guys were friends, and Dave Rave, of course. And
so how many of these CDs did you print up, though, for this release?
We haven't actually printed the CDs. We're just digital right now.
It's just going to be digital online then, yeah.
Yeah, but eventually the CDs will be pressed.
Okay.
You know, it is so much easier now to distribute your music. So I think in another 2 weeks it'll come out on through CD Baby, and which we'll be putting it on Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff. So
and there you go. Hey, now that I know this is kind of, I don't know if it's premature to say something like this, but you know, we're just discussing about how you just put this one out. Have you any thoughts of putting out another album?
For sure. I think it's
I only ask this just because, you know, some groups they'll go into a recording session and they'll have, like, for some strange reason, a ton of music, and then and those songs don't make it because they either lengthwise or they just don't fit the feel of whatever project that is of this album, what it is, and then the next set could be something else. So did you go into it like having like say 26 or 30 songs, or was it one of these things like, well, we have 12 songs but only six are really good that we think we can, and we'll have to write the rest?
I think I actually have about 40 songs, and we as a group got it down to decided that to do, you know, 12, these 12.
Yeah.
And then I have been writing like a rock musical also. Mm-hmm. A lot of these songs are part of that rock musical, but a lot of them I haven't recorded yet. So
the rock musical. How long have you been working on a rock musical for?
Oh, way too long.
Brian, did we not have this discussion years ago?
I don't think so.
I think we did. I think I interviewed you years ago, and you were writing a rock musical.
Could have been, man.
I think so, buddy. I think this is something that you've been working on off and on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because I left Indie 101 about 7 or 8 years ago, but I know I interviewed you well before that, maybe the end of the C101 days, and you were talking about doing a rock musical then.
It might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been.
That just tells you how old I am. It is kind of funny because you know, now hear this, and Chris Trondo was in your band as well. So I remember spinning your music years ago and talking about this.
Wow.
That's how it all starts to come back. And then now I'm having those old man brain relapses because you said, well, you're friends with people at Picks and Sticks, so I know some of those cats there. And then you let something, and then you said, well, CHCH. And I went, oh, well, then you must know Jeremy Moat, whose uncle was Dave Camasco.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
See, this is all these are like, I know we've talked before. For sure. Well, congratulations on the disc that's coming out now. And where can and one more time, where can everyone go and find out more about your music?
It's blueflugan.com. And have some fabulous artwork, I must admit, done by my daughter. And you can hear all the songs on our on the website. And you can purchase the CD at this point on there.
Brian, we've talked about Blue Flugan. We've talked about our friends at CHCH. We've talked about our friends at Picks and Sticks, Jeremy Moat, Dave Camasco, all the wonderful people that you worked with at CHCH, people in the music scene, all of this stuff. But you never did tell me about the Stampeder show at This Ain't Hollywood, which I was there, by the way. So accuracy is important.
Do you think like there was only 10 or 20 people at that show?
I think you're overestimating how many people were at that show, by the way.
I know. It might have been 6 to 10, right?
And I was in, Brian, I was in the back DJing that night.
Oh, my God.
It was a hot night, and I think it might have been a Tuesday.
Tuesday, it was like 100 degrees in there.
Oh, my God, it was hot.
But, you know, I was friends with... I still am friends with Ronnie King, who's the bass player for the Stampeders.
Right.
And he had contacted us, me and my spouse at the time, and said, yeah, we're playing a bar in Hamilton. I don't know. Never heard of it. This guy, Lou, was like saying, you know, I'll pay you what you want, and you just got to come out to Hamilton and play this show. And they're like, this guy's crazy, you know, to have us in the middle of August coming to a bar in Hamilton. And, you know, I said, geez, you sure you want to do that, Ronnie? There won't be anybody there. But he was like, no, we're coming. So... I said, you know, and I get there and there's like six people there, right? As you know,
yeah,
you're playing. And Lou was standing there, and I said, I'm like, Lou, why'd you get the Stampeders to come here? And he says, well, I just love them. They're a great Canadian band, and I wanted their name to be associated that they played at This Ain't Hollywood.
Yeah, and exactly.
That was his thing. Like,
yeah,
it made him happy, and
absolutely
the people that were there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was fabulous. He Lou smiled and the whole night, and like, and I smiled the whole night too.
Yeah, and you know, everyone that showed up that night had a good time, but it was one of those Hamilton nights where it got to be so hot you couldn't stand on the sidewalk, and it was 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And there's no amount of air conditioning in any venue. Because I remember it was so hot, no one was going anywhere that summer.
Yeah.
And I remember in the back of the room, and the band going up on stage, and that ungodly drip that goes down your backside, thinking to myself, oh, God, why did I agree to do this?
And that was Lou's thing. Like, I'm going to get a iconic Canadian band, you know, Wild Eyes, Sweet City Woman, Ramona. Like, they just had hit after hit after hit. And, you know, Lou just kept smiling the whole night. It was fabulous. Hey, this is Brian Salvatore from Blue Flugan. I'd like to thank Lou Molinaro and all the staff, everyone that worked there and went to This Ain't Hollywood for the last 11 years. Fabulous venue. Always enjoyed.
Time. years you lived, but are you alive? Because your life is right between your eyes. Why stay in bed? Get up and ride. Like Mama said, go play outside. You can't fall off unless you try. You've got to live before you die. spell, in your evil spell.
We actually talk about this, the Stampeders, in that interview, and I remember how hot of a night it was. Just like, oh, I thought I was going to die. It was so hot in Hamilton, and the air conditioning wasn't the best in the club at that time. So it was a sweaty one, but it was really nice to see a band like the Stampeders grace the stage and come through the club. All right, coming up. In the next set of music, all of these bands have played This Ain't Hollywood time and over different times and different, I don't know, there's a lot of different things with musicians in Hamilton. They play in other different bands, different names, and sometimes I get confused. But I thought I would pull together this set of music of some older music from around like 2007, 2008, 2009, around there, probably around like 2009. For this next set, you're going to hear some Junior Achiever with the track California, which is now the Unteens, Gene Champagne's act. Gene used to be in the Killjoys and also did current drummer for Teenage Head. Pantychrist with Carve My Name in Your Chest will be in this set. The Lorenas, one of my favorite punk pop kind of acts as well, with Peroxide Suicide. The Love Bolt with a track called Take This, and you can hear the influence of Nirvana in this one. And that's Tyler McIntyre that's in that band. My buddy, he's also the co-behind-the-scene guy for Steel City Music. Hoosier Poet, Sucker for a Rack-Tom Snare. One of my favorite tracks to spin years ago at the C101. Cursed, probably one of the scariest rock shows you're ever going to see in Hamilton. They've proven it at the Corktown, and they've proven it at This Ain't Hollywood with the Head of the Baptists. Sailboats Are White with Lead Eye. And, of course, the chief ham sandwich himself, Mr. Ticap, Mr. Football, Mr. Oski Wee Wee himself, B.A. Johnson, in this next set of music. He just did a live thing across Canada, a remote location, which was actually the St. Hollywood. There was no one in the bar because it was all online. And he looked like he had a lot of fun, but he kept running in and out of the lights. It kind of got scary and creepy for a while there. But here's B.A. kicking off this set of music, Oski Wee Wee from B.A. Johnson on Steel City Music.
Just 'cause I'm not from Toronto does not mean that I am too dumb to get your jokes, does not mean that I am laughing at corner gas, does not mean that I am laughing at just for last gags. Oski, wee wee, you fucked people from Toronto sometimes suck. Oski, wee wee, you goons, people of Hamilton, rise up, and destroy them soon. No, I do not wear a potato sack when I walk home from the steel factory that I work at. Yes, I know what Cantonese chow mein is. It's fried noodles, and man, is it so delicious. Oski, wee wee, you fucks, people from Toronto sometimes suck. Oski, wee wee, you goons, people of Hamilton, rise up, and destroy them soon. Rise up, and destroy them soon.
Run away, run away, God, that day, can't be, and I like it. How could you? You know what I'm here, you know what I'm here.
We'll be right back. things you'll take for granted. Everything I had inside, somewhere here. Come in with me somewhere. I will be out there beside. Yeah.
Stars tonight. Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
The line with you right now is a great musician out of Hamilton, Ontario, a fine patron in music, and all around one of the best guys you can talk to when you're half in the bag and hopefully you won't get into trouble, Greg Briscoe. Hi, sir.
Hey, good afternoon.
I'm really happy.
Or whatever
that you, whatever it is, yeah. I'm really happy that you've taken the time out of your day to chat with us here on Steel City Music. And the reason being, as you know, finally our music institution, our hangout place, this thing, Hollywood, has finally been sold. And I'm touching base with everyone who's ever went through the door there, who's performed on the stage, to give us some of the memories of some of the great shows and the people that they met at the club. And you, sir, are one of them.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks. It's a pleasure and honor to be part of, you know, part of the history of that place. It's often been remarked that I've probably played that stage more than anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's not an unreasonable statement to make, because you've fronted bands recently. You've been a sideman for so many different acts that have played in the area. So that is a possibility. You may have been the one who's played on that stage the most out of everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, what are some of the standout shows that come to mind for you? Because there's been so many, and a lot of the conversations I've had with everyone, a lot of people seem to get overwhelmed with 11 years of shows. And, you know, rightfully so. Some of the stuff that was mentioned was the Reverend Horton Heat show. There was mentions. There's always seems to be someone mentioning Teenage Head and, the Rebels, that kind of things. But what are the shows that stand up to you, Greg?
Oh, there's so many. the reality is it can certainly be overwhelming, but I've had so many shows from that stand out for me. There was this one band from Israel. Oh my gosh, I forget their name. And they, I think Gak or something like that. But these guys, they played, actually, instead of on the stage, they set up and played right on the dance floor. Right. And there was maybe, and some of the times, because I lived on James North for a little bit, and I would, you know, periodically, just on a weeknight, I want to go somewhere, so I'll go down to the Saint, and there'd be a traveling band. I remember this one band from the Netherlands. Again, their name escapes me, but there was like five people in the club, and I was listening to some of the greatest music, new music and stuff that I had no idea. I literally wasn't even on the tip of my tongue or in the radar in any way. But you just come in and see some amazing shows, and then of